really noisy bag. I mean, imagine if you stumbled into Big Fatty's spare bedroom where his sling was and all his, you know, puppet show stuff was, and oh, how that would scar your little brain for life, wouldn't it? If you just stumbled in there, or, you know, you had to go in there to do something if something happened. So even though this plastic bag certainly does not contain the absolute horrors that a Big Fatty's sling room does, but nevertheless, I do not want my parents to see this big black dildo in a bag.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
That would scar your little brain for life, wouldn't it?
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 716 of the BFO for Monday, the 1th of November, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, little show, Big Fatty has got to tell you about the horror weekend. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it is All Saints Day, which, of course, is the day after Gay Grandma. Oh, dear gosh, Big Fatty. But it's also the, as far as Big Fatty's concerned, we can start to focus on Grandma. Not Gay Grandma, but Grandma. And, y'all, everyone has the A-OK from Big Fatty to go ahead and get your tree up. Get it up now. Big Fatty, don't say get it up. It sounds vulgar when it comes from you. But, y'all, tis the season. And, y'all, I have returned to Upchuck. And, y'all, let me just tell you, it is going to be hamasol weather this coming week. Well, it's not particularly the early part of the week, but y'all, I mean, the highs are only going to be in the mid-60s to the mid-50s. And y'all, starting on Friday, we're going to be back into the low 40s, but in the 50s at night. But y'all, I have a feeling the hamasol will be out before next weekend gets here. Y'all, I cannot believe it is the 1st of November already. But y'all, it is, and y'all, one of the signs that we are entering the holiday season, y'all, is the new Chick-fil calendar. Y'all, I was in the Chick-fil. When did I go there? Oh, I went on my way over to the Horror Hotel. I stopped in, and y'all, they had the new Chick-fil calendar for 2011. And y'all, you know, they have all those cows on it. And y'all, the cows, they always have a theme for it. And y'all, if there has never been a calendar that had big fatty. Oh, that is, what is that? That is, y'all, that is the Crystal Hamburgers, because Big Fatty, you know, I don't get to have the Crystal Hamburgers, which for some of you, you may know them as the White Castles, but they're the little square hamburgers. But y'all, they are so good, and they give me indigestion, and I will regret having them later on tonight. But y'all, the Chick-fil calendar is, y'all, the theme is reality shows. Oh, Big Fatty, it is a quiz program calendar with you written all over it. And y'all, I peeked inside in January. January's picture drawing thing is Dancing with the Cows. Ah, Big Fatty, that sounds like a reality show with you and Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, I was listening to her show from up there at Beaver Creek, and y'all, she's so large, she has to drive to a hot spot. I don't know what that means, y'all. Evidently, she has flashes, and she has to get in the car and drive over to get over her hot flashes. Back, Friday. But y'all, evidently that she was very anxious when she was in the car, and Myron had to take her. They went to the grocery store, and she was anxious and couldn't get settled down. And y'all, Myron got her out of the car at the grocery store, and y'all, she shat all over the place. Yes, Big Freddy. But y'all, I may have something confused about that. I don't know. But y'all, another clear sign that we are moving into the Hammersall and the holiday season is, y'all, the Coastal Carolina Fair is in town. And y'all, later tonight, Monday the 1st of November, Big Fatty and Granny and Miss Porter and a couple of other members of the horror group, y'all, we are going to the fair. And y'all, it is lovely. And, y'all, it brings in the white trash from everywhere. Ah, Big Fatty. But, y'all, Big Fatty, well, you know, when I go to the fair, and I'll give a full report on the fried foods that I'll eat. And, y'all, I'll be belching that for 3 or 4 days. But, y'all, I always have to have a coon dog, and, y'all, and then they've got roasted coon on the cob, but, y'all, they've been out of it for the past couple of years, and I've been very disappointed. But hopefully, you know, I keep going back, y'all, I keep going back, hoping there'll be some of that roasted corn, because that's how they get you. That's how they get you, they promise, and then they don't follow through. But anyway, I will have a full report, just like that Bjorn did for us from the Texas State Fair. Y'all, but I won't eat as much as he does because, you know, y'all, he had a heart attack just looking at it. Now, y'all, on a Friday's show, little show, y'all, I played some voice letters, and y'all, I had a mystery. There was a mystery voice letter, and y'all, I didn't know who it was, and y'all, it has now been revealed. Who it is, y'all? I'm gonna play that voice letter just real quick, just to remind you of what it was, and then y'all, you can guess. We'll give you a second to guess who you think it is. Yes, McCready.
Thank you for calling.
Granny, I'm under the table. That scares me. I'm scared. Y'all, can you figure out who that is? Because, y'all, I didn't know they had to reveal themselves to me. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. But, y'all, do you know who it is? Do you have a guess? Y'all, it is one of my straight boyfriends. Yes, Big Fatty, which one? There's so many of them out there. Y'all, that was not from the Ark. I could not believe it, but y'all, he says, oh, I'm so glad you enjoyed my voice letter. Y'all, it was either that one was not or this one was not. I'm a little confused.
To get this free in-home system, press 1 now, and we can schedule your installation.
Big Fatty?
You just pay the monthly monitoring fee.
I think that
press
is
one
not.
Now.
Not, yes.
Press 1 now.
Press 1,
press
Big Fatty. That's
and
not.
Get
I know it's not. I recognize
one.
It. Yes. Oh, but y'all, one of the two of those is not. So anyway, y'all can decide which one you think it is. I don't know. I just don't know. Now, y'all, I headed over to the Horror Hotel on Thursday morning. And y'all got over there about, I got over there about 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and y'all got checked into my room, and I just got to tell you. It was an interesting weekend. It was not nearly as horrifying as some might think. But y'all, a lot of people brought their gay crema decorations and decorated their rooms and everything. Yeah, Big Fatty didn't do that. I took the springy bat that Grooma Zig sent to me in that package last week, and I put it up, and y'all, it just scared the shit out of people. Just scared the living, shit out of them. But that's all the decorations I did. And but y'all got over there, and then on Thursday night we went out, a group of us. Went out to the mushroom, and I had a, what did I have? Oh, I had a calzone with what was in it? It was mushrooms and Italian sausage. Y'all, I believe Mussolini brought that Italian sausage over. But y'all had that, and then went on back to the. To the room, and y'all, there were a couple of gentlemen callers. I wouldn't say there was anything outstanding by any means, y'all. By any means, slept, got up Friday morning, and y'all on Friday morning, I went and saw a couple of my friends from another horror club, and y'all, they always have a pot of coffee. It doesn't matter if it is midnight. Or 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Y'all, there's a fresh pot of coffee packed in their rooms. And y'all, they use the same good 8 o'clock coffee that Big Fatty likes. But y'all went by there on Friday morning. And y'all, I had several cups of coffee. And anyway, we were doing a few little things to get ready for the big horror contest over there in February. And y'all, all of a sudden, I said, "Oh, excuse me, Mother Nature's speaking to me about that coffee." And y'all, I had to do the Big Fatty Shuffle, and y'all, I had to clench those buck cheeks and get on back to my room. And y'all, I just let loose. Y'all, I released into the toilet, and y'all flushed it, and nothing happened. It just sat there like a big old, big old soggy shit. And, man, Fatty, we are having our Cheerios, please. We do not need to hear about Cocoa Puffs. And so, you know, there's a plunger in the room, and I plunged and plunged and plunged. And, y'all, I must have plunged for 20 minutes. Y'all, I didn't put the first piece of toilet paper in there. And nothing was happening. And so y'all, I went and reported it to the housekeeping department. And y'all, they told me, "Oh, Black Friday, the plumbing has been corrupted." And I'm going, "No, I did not cause it. I did not cause the plumbing corruption." But anyway, y'all, there was a problem for the entire horror hotel, and y'all, it was a situation that the city should have been taken care of, and they hadn't done it. And you know, they'll take your money, but will they provide service? No, that's how they get you. And so y'all, the horror hotel had to call out the plumbing trucks, and y'all, they were digging, and it was not pretty. And y'all, later on Friday afternoon, you know, finally, they said, "Yes, Big Fatty, it is now working. There's no problem. Not a problem, Big Fatty." And so y'all, I went to the room thinking, yes, thank goodness Big Fatty can clear the air, so to speak. Because, y'all, I had to open the window in the toilet room. It was vulgar. And, y'all, so I flushed, and, y'all, it still wasn't working. It still wasn't working, and I'm like, dear gussie. And so, y'all, I plunged it again, and you know, still nothing. So they had a little dinner there at the Hara Hotel. You know, they had the homemade Italian lasagna as opposed to that hamburger helper lasagna. Y'all, I just can't imagine. I can't imagine even buying even worse, the off-brand of it. Oh, God. I just, But, y'all, I had some Italian lasagna, and they had wine and cheese, and, y'all, that's just what I needed, was some cheese to stop me up. And, y'all did that, and I spoke to one of the owners of the Hara Hotel, and he was said, oh, they've got problems across the street. The city is now across the street, and they're digging up things over there, and they're working on it. So he says, Black Friday, since it is only your toilet that is not working properly, and y'all, he sent a guy over, and y'all, they poured a gallon of Drano down in there, and they snaked it, and it was vulgar, but nothing happened. He goes, Black Friday, since your toilet is the only one not working, I'm going to give you a key to another room. Now, you can either move to that room, or you can just go in there and use the toilet. And, y'all, so I had two keys I had to keep up with, because I stayed in the room because I didn't want to have to pack up. And then I had another room that I would go and take a big dump in. That's horrifying. Well, I told you it was a horror weekend. But y'all, about 2 hours later, the owner came back by. Y'all, he had a big old flashlight. And that is not something to be thinking of in terms of vulgarness. But y'all, he came in and says, they are finished. Let's try it again. And y'all, it started working like a charm. Working like a charm. And y'all, I just about shot myself. I was so excited. But after that, we went over to the bar next to the Hara Hotel. And y'all, they had a headdress and competition, and y'all, they gave a $750 prize for first place and $250 for second place, and Big Fatty was the master of ceremonies, and y'all, I had on my leather kilt and a harness and a leather vest, and y'all, I just about froze my, you know, my hoo-hoos off. Big Fatty! But y'all came back to the room, turned on the heat, and tried to thaw out, and y'all fell right asleep. And so there were no gentlemen callers on Friday night. And then Saturday, y'all, we went got some big doings for a hootenanny on Saturday, and for a cookout. And dear Gussie, y'all, I have run out of time, and I hadn't even told you about Saturday. Dear Gussie, well, y'all, I'll just have to finish telling you that on tomorrow's A Little Show, because, y'all, the last thing that I want to mention to you, at the beginning of today's A Little Show, you heard that little Aussie battler, Scotty, and, y'all, he is somewhere in Indonesia, Indochina, Asia somewhere, and, y'all, his MacBook has died. So, y'all, that may be the last time we hear from the little Aussie battler for a very long time. But, y'all, he sends his love to you, along with a big black dildo. Isn't that right, Scotty?
That would scar your little brain for life.
Poor Scotty with a big black dildo scarred.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.